Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. It's NFL trade deadline day. The Bengals have traded for running back Khalil Herbert from the Chicago Bears. The Cleveland Browns are waving the white flag. They have moved Za'Darius Smith to the Detroit Lions, who are a prohibitive NFC favorite. So two moves made today, two division moves made today, and you're wondering, hey, Omar Khan, when are you going to get up off your ass? Now, I just saw a tweet. Our boss, Craig Riley, got up off of his backside, Doran, and he posted the quintessential cliched I voted sticker selfie, and I gotta tell you, it's the smallest I voted sticker I've ever seen. Did you see this thing?
I didn't. No, let me check it out.
Did he only get half a sticker? It's like the top half of an American flag, and it says I voted. And Craig's not a very big man. That is the smallest sticker I've ever seen. It's almost like, okay, you voted, that's great, but that's you don't pat yourself on the back too much for that. Will you be tweeting out an I voted?
No, of course not.
No?
No, I don't care. I don't want people. Who cares?
I don't need people to know that I voted.
No.
I really don't.
No.
I don't think me saying I voted is going to make a single other person want to vote.
No.
Either. Texter. Adam, what is with this buy the buy stuff? It's almost as bad as all of Mulsey's stupid little I'm smarter than you sayings, Mark in Pittsburgh. First of all, Mulsey is smart and has a vocabulary that dwarfs mine. And number two, by the by is something I may well use as a crutch.
Yes.
Yeah. Do I do it a lot?
I don't think so. It's not like you're like sitting there acting like you're smarter than somebody. It's just something that you say.
I don't think I do the I'm smarter than anybody anything.
No, never.
By the by, the bye week, a good time to self-scout. And so I've combed through the audio tape, I've listened to my crutches, and I aim to change my tendencies. Like, the Steelers want to run the ball less on second long. I want to get by the by out of my vernacular. And I'd like to throw the phone number around less than I do. 412-928-9370. It's the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Okay. So, we all want the Steelers to get a wide receiver. I'm afraid they're going to go the Brian De La Cruz IKF route here, and they're not going to get their Jazz Chisholm or Brent Rooker. We'll see. Time will tell. Deadline's at 4. So while we're all worried about the offense and improving there, I think a lot of the second half and the way it goes is going to be on the Steelers' defense too, man. They're 6-2, second in the league in points against, and you can't really be better. I mean, you would have liked them to knock a pass down against Dallas and be sitting there at 7-1. You'd like to be perfect and have played a better first quarter and a half against Indianapolis. I get those things. You have the highest paid defense in the NFL. You need to be able to score with teams. I get it. Mm-hmm. That's how you win a championship. I'd like to see the Steelers' defense win a game or two against elite offenses in the second half. Like, is that too much to ask?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. And I think it's really incumbent upon one guy more than anybody else. I'd like Minka Fitzpatrick to make more of a splash. He's been good. He helps keep the lid on the defense. But he's one of the highest paid safeties in the NFL, and you don't pay those guys only to keep a lid on things. You pay those guys to affect games tangibly by taking the football away. So for me, it starts with him.
Well, I know one thing. These next two games will tell the story about the defense and where they're at. And, you know, I mean, going against Jaden Daniels, an explosive young quarterback, and that's on the road. Then coming back home and playing against that offense of the Ravens, you'll see what the defense is really capable of during these next two games. It's the best test. If they get through this test, then they could play with clearly anybody and maybe win games against a lot of the opponents going down the stretch of the rest of the season.
You are right about the next two.
I mean, they tell the story about a lot of things.
Baltimore, second in the league in scoring, 31.4 points per game. Washington, third, 29.2 points per game. With a good coordinator in Cliff Kingsbury and a quarterback that does things that no quarterback that we've seen on the Steelers' schedule to this point can do. I mean, Jaden Daniels is special.
Mm-hmm.
And he played last week. The whole rib thing, much ado about nothing, was able to put 60 air yards under that football for the Hail Mary. Steelers are 2.5-point underdog at last I checked. Massive test. And I do want to see in one of these games, can you make it look like the other offense is laboring? Because at times against the Giants, they were moving that football. Against Dallas, you know, Dak throws a terrible interception at the goal line, which you give the Steelers defense credit for taking the ball away, but some are giveaways, some are takeaways.
Right.
That to me was a giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
Can you go in there against Washington or when Baltimore comes to Pittsburgh and make it look like these offenses need to labor?
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Like, okay, great. Statistically, you're very good. You pay these guys to win you some games. I want to see the defense find a way to win one of these two games.
I also want to see, like, if it is, you know, kind of my theory of the game plan specific. Okay, we'll let this guy beat you if we take away this guy, kind of against the Giants. Like, oh, the run defense looked terrible. The Giants rushed for 150-some yards. But I believe that they were like, we don't want Daniel Jones rushing the football, which mm-hmm. he had under 10 yards rushing, and he usually has like around like 40. And they're like, we'll let the Tracy kid, you know, run all over us. He ain't going to beat us at the end of the day. Like, I do wonder how they're specifically going to game plan for the Commanders and how they're going to specifically clearly game plan for the Ravens. Like, are they going to try to take out the, you know, Derrick Henry? Are they going to let Derrick? Because that's a tough task. They've done it against teams where they're not scared of somebody else beating them. You know, they've done it against teams where it's like, okay, we'll let this guy rush as many, you know, times on us and we don't fear that. That will beat us. Whenever you play the Ravens, like, they could beat you in so many different ways. I wonder what's the pick your poison type deal in their game plan against the Ravens.
Yeah, I'm teetering on those Ravens, man, because one side of my brain is screaming, Steelers have won 7 out of 8. Harbaugh's going to outcoach himself, which he tends to do against Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin wants to drag him into a rock fight. He's more often than not okay with obliging. And then the other half of my brain is going, Zay Flowers can catch the ball in traffic like he did at the end of the first half last week, and next thing you know, he's in the end zone.
Yep.
And Rashad Bateman's now their number three receiver, and Deontay Johnson's their number two receiver, though that didn't transpire in that fashion last week. And you've got Derrick Henry, and you've got even Gus Johnson, who now is the second back I think you feel really good about. And you've got Likely.
Gus Johnson.
What did I say?
Gus Edwards, I think, is the guy you're thinking of, right?
Gus Johnson's the announcer.
Big Noon. Big Noon Saturday.
Big Noon kickoff.
Did it annoy
Ohio
the
State?
World famous Ohio State?
I was
State
just
Buckeyes.
About to ask, Sean. So
Maserati Marv.
Did you go to the game or were you watching on TV?
I was watching on TV, unfortunately.
And so the world famous the Ohio State Buckeyes had to have struck a nerve.
Yeah. So like,
how many times do you think he said it?
15 years ago, I really liked Gus. I cannot stand him now. I get so upset when their games are on Big Noon because that means I have to listen to him for 3.5 hours.
I still love Gus. I just love the emotion. I like when you have, like, anymore, you get all these cookie cutter broadcasters who kind of paint by numbers and they're very technically sound. I like that he stands alone, that he's different. One of my favorite all time, I'm going to butcher it, but that's okay. Who cares? T.O. is playing for the Bills, and there's a lob into the end zone, and T.O. goes up and snags it out of midair, and he just goes, T.O. up top! Ha ha! Like, that's just great to me. It's outstanding. But the Maserati Mav and the world famous Buckeyes would get under my skin.
Have you ever heard his Stokely call? That crazy tip pass. This was a long time ago. This is probably.
Can you
15.
Recreate it like I just
Brandon
did.
Stokely caught a tip pass. I might have to play it. Have to try to find that.
Yeah, go find them.
But you did say, you know, Gus Johnson.
Instead of Gus Edwards.
I think Gus Edwards plays for the Chargers.
Who's the guy I'm thinking of?
43. I forget his name.
Is it Hill?
Yes, Justice Hill. What?
Because you're rolling, and they got, Gus Johnson. Not Gus Johnson, and Gus Edwards, that's who you're thinking of, isn't he even playing for them?
Well, I knew he was being coached by one of the Harbaughs. Notorious SMB tweets, you guys do great work. It's very comforting to me. Well, we're human, and I say dumb things every day. You think that texter might want to pull back the criticism that I'm trying to sound smarter than everybody else?
Gus Johnson.
Buckhalter right next to him. Orton pumps again to the sideline. Batted up. Oh, God! Stokely down the sideline! Can they catch him? Stokely! Wow! Touchdown! Denver! Unbelievable!
I just imagine Gus Johnson whipping his pants off in pure excitement, or like taking his jacket off and swirling it around his head. He also had the Will Greer touchdown against Texas in 2018 in the final seconds, and he just goes, Greer throws it in the air! Oh! He doesn't even need to tell you the ball got caught or what happened. He just makes guttural noises into the microphone.
Oh, man.
I find it charming and delightful. All right. It doesn't matter where we were. It's just where we're going. Jason LaConfort, a NFL insider from Odyssey, going to join us at the bottom of the hour. He's a perfect guy to talk to today. Rumors all around in the NFL. What are the Ravens trying to do? What are the Bengals trying to do? What's he hearing on Steelers and their search for a wide receiver number two? LaConfort at the bottom of the hour. Coming up next, we'll continue whatever the hell this was. More of our Steelers defensive conversation. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And right now, it's a Sean Myers headline.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.